Now, you ever call that anything else? Do you remember?
Gunny sack.
Older term. You don't talk about gunny sacks?
They don't talk about gunny sacks anymore.
Isn't that funny how
yeah.
we avoided that? You had cider. Cider would have to be in a great big wooden
barrel.
If you had a quantity of wood, you were carrying some wood, say, that's quite a wood you have there.
Quite a load of wood?
Say, an arm?
Armful
or arm load or load or turn?
Just load, I think. God, I haven't carried a load of wood in for a long time.
Well, it might be anything you're carrying, eh? If you had in your wagon, let's say you had a wagon, and you didn't have a full load, you just had
a part of a load?
You never call that a jag?
Yeah, we would say, go and get a jag of straw. Yeah, sure, yeah. We just wanted to bed pig pen or something. It didn't take very much.
Mm-hmm. And after the lady washes the clothes, she hangs them on the line, and then she goes to bring them inside. She puts the clothes in a
basket.
If you bought a large quantity of nails, you might buy a wooden
keg. You could have a few years ago, not anymore.
No more. They don't do
Did
it
you
that.
Know that?
No, I didn't.
They come in square cartons, about so square, hold 50 pounds. Now, maybe you think those don't get heavy. Yeah, I mean, they look
yeah.
too small.
Well, they're solid metal
yeah.
almost. The musical instrument, they play like that, they blow on it, play the...
That's flute.
Or the
round oh, mouth organ?
Yeah.
Mouth organ, yeah.
The kind that you pluck and go like that with it. And around the barrel are big metal
popes.
And if you had a bottle and didn't want the liquid to come out, you put a
cork in it.
I suppose that's made out of glass.
Well, that's a stopper. If it's glass.
Or any other material. What if it's rubber?
Still cork.
You call it a rubber cork or
yeah,
cork?
Rubber cork.
If you want a nail to go in the board, you hit it with a
hammer.
And a lady tell me shoe once I mentioned. Now, there are different ways that you used to hook the horse up to the thing that was pulling. A wagon, you had a, I don't know what I'm talking about here, so you're going to have to help me. Well, suppose you had a one-horse rig. What would be the thing you'd have?
You'd have it in the field. That's what you mean, the two sticks that come
yeah.
up. Yeah. That's the fills.
That would be something like, well, what if it's a buggy? Would they call them fills?
Yeah.
Fills.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose you had a two-horse rig.
Then you tongue.
You ever use the word whipple tree or single
well,
tree?
Well, that's what you hook the tugs to.
Oh.
The whipple tree is goes on for two horses.
Uh-huh.
Two or more. And you have single trees out on each end of the whipple tree.
Single trees are at the end of each whipple tree.
Yeah.
So with two horses, you'd have two single trees and a whipple tree? No.
Yeah. Two. Here. See, they're hooked.
Where's the horse now?
Yeah, and then the horse is up here.
Oh, I see. And there's the wagon here.
Yeah. Yeah, and here's the tongue down through here. Well, it should be a little straighter than that.
Let's see, I can copy that. Okay. I got you. Okay.